T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
A Long Island food bank is prepared to help the victims of Hurricane Ian. Sophia Hall has that story.
Island Harvest has helped many victims of hurricanes in the past, including after Katrina. And now, says the CEO, Randy Dresner, they are ready to help the victims in Florida.
Island Harvest is connected to a network of 200 food banks all across the country. And so when one food bank is struggling, the rest of us step in to see how we can help and what we could do.
The items normally most needed.
You know, from my experience, things like diapers, all different sizes are important. Batteries, can openers, canned foods, shelf stable milk. Many of those communities are going to be without electricity for some time. Obviously, electric can openers won't help them. And so hand can openers, we have a stock of them.
And if you want to help,
the best way to help is not to send supplies, not to send actual items for donations, but to support with funds. Because the food banks down there know what products to buy, exactly when they need it, the quantity, the types they need.
On Long Island, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
A highly trained FDNY task force is already in Florida, ready to lend a helping hand. WCBS reporter Sean Adams explains.
The FDNY is ready to roll in Florida.
Just stay safe. You have people coming to help you, and we're on the ground running already.
Captain Jack Bradley heads an incident management team, 15 firefighters who can handle disaster relief. They will man a logistical staging area with relief supplies.
Water, food, cots, blankets.
The team was born after the September 11th terror attacks. They've deployed to other disaster zones.
Down here in Florida 3 different times. We've been to Texas, and we went to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico.
They'll stay in Florida as long as they're needed. Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
A Bergen County community is trying to combat catalytic converter thefts with a new program. WCBS's Christy Collegian is in New Jersey.
Fairlawn, like many other towns, is seeing catalytic converter thefts increase over the past year. These parts that reduce air pollution in cars have precious metals in them that are being sold on the black market. Fairlawn Police Department Sergeant Brian Metzler.
If you read recommendations online, they're really going to talk about, you know, park your car in a garage. Okay, that's all great if you own a garage. But what if you don't? What are you going to do?
Take a proactive approach. If you live in Fairlawn, starting next Tuesday, the town's public works mechanics will be etching serial numbers into catalytic converters under the town's new program, funded by its community policing fund. Appointments are already booked for 2 weeks, with hopes of having more available in the winter or spring.
I think that they expected to only maybe get like 100 cars. And I think within a couple days, we already had reservations for 350 cars.
The program is only for Fairlawn residents with the top 10 targeted car models, according to Carfax. In New Jersey, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
The NYPD is looking for a person who pepper sprayed an MTA bus driver in Washington Heights. The attack happened 2 weeks ago on the morning of September 15th. The suspect flagged down the bus, and when he stepped on, he approached the 35-year-old driver and sprayed him in the eyes and mouth. Then he took off on a bike. The driver had to be treated for burning and irritation. Now live to the Weather Center and meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Well, looking pretty nice as we work our way into the afternoon hours with sunshine and a few clouds. We'll see a few more clouds filtering in as the afternoon progresses. Feeling a bit of a cool breeze or high 67 for tonight. It'll be mostly clear, still breezy through the evening hours, going down to a low of 52 for the city into the mid-40s north and west. For tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine early, then clouds will be thickening up throughout the day back up to a high of 67. Saturday, we do have some rain at times, and the rain could be heavy enough to lead to some ponding on some of the streets and sidewalks. Highs around 60 degrees. Right now, we have 63 degrees in Union. It's 65 in Long Beach, 62 in Midtown, going up to a high of 67.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.